Last Thursday, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers announced the final rule for the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. I caught up with Idaho Congressman Mike Simpson, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers released their new rule for navigable waters in the United States. And as you know, this has been an issue for almost since I've been in Congress. But the last administration had a rule that essentially gave control of all the waters in this country to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. And this takes us back to what I think was the intent of the Clean Water Act, and that is that there are certain waters, navigable waters, that are under the jurisdiction of the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers as they implement the Clean Water Act. There are other waters that are under the jurisdiction of the state and local governments, and that should remain that way. That was the intent of the law. In fact, there's two Supreme Court decisions on the previous rule that said this goes far beyond what was intended with the Clean Water Act. I just applaud the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers for drafting this new rule that I think will be beneficial to rural America.
I know you were in on it, a big part of it. Congratulations. And the farmers and ranchers of Idaho will thank you immensely.
Well, you've been reporting on this as long as I've been in Congress. It is a big issue, and it's nice to have some certainty. And that's what farmers and ranchers want more than anything, is certainty.
Yeah, the certainty that they control their own water on their own property.
This report was produced by the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm David Sparks.